Good morning, Pierce College. It's Wednesday, October 12th, and I am Justin Harris, and you are listening to another episode of Becoming You, the show where we find out who you were, who you are, and who you might become. Today on my show, I have Brianna King, a 21-year-old Moorpark College student who currently works a full-time job in student loan forgiveness. Good morning, Brianna.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Can I just ask, I want to start off, can I just call you Bree?
Of course, that's no problem. Okay, cool. It's a little shorter, more concise.
So I wanted to thank you for coming down today. I know you have a busy schedule with school and you work 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday.
Of course, well, it's Yom Kippur today.
So you got the day off?
Luckily, yes, I had the day off all day, so.
Well, what do you plan to do today then? Any plans?
I mean, aside from obviously making some time for this, I was going to go on a hike to Runyon at 2, which, I mean, I've never gone before, so I'm a little excited about
that. You've never been to Runyon?
No, I've never been to Runyon. I'm trying to, you know, work out a little more often. I think it's good for you.
It's intense. And I heard you do Pilates, too.
Yeah, I actually do. I mean, it's really part-time right now. I took, a few courses in my last few semesters, and I'm really fond of it. I think it's something that I would like to pursue, but, you know, it's kind of... It's something I really want to pursue. I'd love to be an instructor, but...
Did you wake up and do any Pilates this morning?
Unfortunately, today, no. I would like to be doing it, you know, once a day because it's so mild. You know, you can do it for 25 minutes or 30 minutes, but today, I think, Yom Kippur, I was going to take a day off.
Well, you're going to go to Runyon anyway, so exactly. You're still going to get it in. So I wanted to get started with who you were and maybe some of the dreams you had as a kid.
Okay.
So, what did you think you would be doing 10 years ago?
Well, 10 years ago, I was, 11 years old, so I was watching a lot of Legally Blonde. I was watching a lot of girl power movies, strong, independent women. I think I was actually pretty blessed to have a mother that really supported strong, independent women, because I do have a lot of siblings, and my father's very pro-men masculinity and that power, so... When I was a child, I think I really wanted to be a lawyer or a journalist. I kind of wanted to, have a lot of a voice, I guess. Maybe make changes. So that's what I thought I would be doing.
Well, maybe you will eventually, but is that still your dream?
Well, I mean, I think that what really interests me is communications as well as writing. Okay. So journalism maybe will still be in my future. As far as law goes, I'm really interested in debate. I mean... I love to talk back and forth, and rhetoric's very interesting to me, but I think at this time, law's kind of, it's jaded. I think it's not something I'm very interested in,
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And you said you had siblings, right?
That's right. I actually have a total of 3 siblings. I had a stepbrother as well, but my stepfather and my mother are actually going through a divorce, but I have all brothers.
You grew up in a house full of men.
A house full of men, yes. My parents were divorced too, so I did spend a lot of time with men. I think actually that can be a benefit. I'm really, a firm believer in androgyny, having those character traits of both men and women. So I think that girls and boys spending a lot of time together as children is actually pretty beneficial. I mean, I think a negative of my growing up was I didn't spend a lot of time with women.
You think that's held against you?
Well, I don't think it's held against me. I think that everybody's different. Like I said, I don't really believe in those gender roles, but I find that, a lot of the time when I'm with men, they're a lot more open to joking around, saying things that I guess are a little bit more inappropriate and sometimes can be taken, aggressively. So I find that sometimes with girls, they really think, that girl really doesn't like me. And it's like, that's just my personality. And it comes across sometimes really aggressive. That could be a downside.
So you think you growing up with mostly men in your house maybe like set you back or is not set you back, but like it doesn't help you to communicate with women as well?
I think that what it is I just developed a personality that is all my own. So I don't know if it's a negative. I think that everybody has issues with their personality that they could work on. I think that just helped me develop who I am. I don't think I'd want to train myself to be different. I wouldn't want to be characteristically soft-spoken or anything like that. But I do think that, growing up with boys, you kind of have to fight to have that voice and to have that personality and to fit in and to not be, put in a different group. So I would say I do get along with men better, but I find that even now I actually appreciate those relationships with women more. So maybe it's actually a good thing. I think, everybody's different, but it could be taken, bad or good.
All right. So you still want to be a journalist, though, right?
Journalism, I think, would definitely be in my future. I think it's kind of interesting to be in school and to be working full-time. You know, I make a reasonable amount of money, so I think that going to school and having dreams, it can be frustrating because you're really unsure. You know, journalism would be so amazing, and I would be able to have a voice and communicate often, but I don't know if it's really my dream at this time.
Yeah, I mean, working full-time and going to school, that is a lot on your plate. I was working, too, and going to school. I had to quit. It was accounting got a little too much for me.
A little overwhelming. I can understand that. I mean, I actually did have to withdraw from an algebra class, and I want to say I'm relatively intelligent. You know, I don't like to toot my own horn, but I never had trouble with math, you know, during high school. So when I actually went into my intermediate algebra class and I found I was having a lot of trouble, I think it actually
stressed you out
attributed
a
to working full time.
Probably, yeah.
You know, so you kind of make a choice sometimes. You go, oh, am I going to withdraw from my classes or, you know,
am I going to make
work?
This money?
Exactly. And sometimes you don't have a choice, you know.
You got to pay bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a car note to pay?
I do. I actually have a 2014 Charger, so that can be a little
and
pricey.
Some gas.
Gas and insurance.
And you drove all the way from Simi today?
Actually did. I make this drive pretty often. You know, my
you
job is actually in Reseda.
Yeah, right. I was going to say you mm-hmm. work out here, don't you?
I work out here in Reseda, and I go to school in Moore Park, so.
So lots of driving. You should be
everywhere.
An Uber driver.
Well, honestly, at this time, with my record, it's not really in my future. You know, a little bit of speeding, you would probably assume that when I'm driving around so often trying to make all these times,
forgot
right?
Forgot about that. So where did you go to high school?
So actually, I had a very interesting high school experience. You know, when I was, I think, 13 or 14, ninth grade, I was actually enrolled into Santa Susana, the magnet school. I was very excited. You know, I wrote a lot of essays to get into it, and my mother decided to move in with her boyfriend and, you know, ship us out 4 hours away to the desert. So my freshman year of high school, I was actually deciding a place I had no idea about. I really enjoyed my first year of high school. After that, I was really, you know, back and forth, had some problems at home. I think really what it is growing up, everyone has a different personality. Not all kids learn in a proper high school environment. So I went to continuation schools. I actually went to online schools. I ended up graduating from a home school called Opportunities for Learning, where you do a lot of, you know, book work at home, and you come in a few times a week and do tests. So it was... They worked around, you know, the personality and the
I had a
way
couple
that I
friends
function.
That went to OFL, too.
So you kind of understand how that goes, you know.
Definitely. School's not for everybody.
It's definitely not. I mean, I'm trying to power through it now. I actually took a year off before I enrolled in Moore Park, so.
Yeah, me too. I took a whole year off. I was working. I found out that wasn't for me. I was working like 45 hours a week. It was too much.
And you were like, let's make a compromise.
And yeah, I wasn't making enough money. I was like, I need to go back to school.
I definitely understand. Well, I would agree, right? I mean, I'm working too, but
you're
I thought,
working and going
listen,
to school.
Yeah. Yeah, both right now.
And how is, like, do you have any free time for yourself, or are you just constantly
I mean,
sleep,
it's kind eat? Of funny. You know, I really am. Well, that's the thing about having a full-time job and having those full-time school hours. You really don't even eat. It's really funny. You're like, are you just eating and sleeping? Well, I'm not really doing anything. I'm just, you know,
just
going
studying.
On. This semester, thankfully, I have a lot of online classes. You know, I had one at school. I ended up dropping it before, you know.
That was algebra?
That was not the algebra. The algebra was last semester.
Okay.
But actually, this semester, I dropped what was like a business communications class, which I
kind
of regret.
And your favorite, communication.
It. Communications actually is my passion. And I mean, I do, like I said, I enjoy rhetoric. I enjoy that back and forth and discussions. And, you know, I like to listen still, though. I'm not a big fighter. But I think with the business communications, I got a little nervous. Sometimes I can get stage fright, which is something I want to work on. You know, I took a speech class a few semesters ago, and I loved it, and I excelled in it. But there was one speech I just totally...
Bombed it.
And so this was a night course. It was once a week. You know, I do work 40 hours, so I was just a little nervous. I said, you know what? I'm just going to withdraw. Right now, it's not really a good time, but...
So it doesn't sound like you have any free time, but I'm still going to ask if you, like, what do you do during
well,
free
Well, during
time?
My free time, I spend a lot of time with my dog. Actually, I wouldn't say it's a mistake, but I guess you could say a mistake and a blessing can be the same thing,
to
right?
Spend time with your dog?
I spend time with my dog. Basically, you know, I went and I bought a puppy. I had a friend of mine reach out to me and go, oh, you know, I have this wonderful dog and we can't get rid of him. I was like, okay, I will... Go for it. I will adopt a dog. And that was definitely a burden. It's very similar to having a child.
And you don't even like kids, right?
I definitely dislike kids. You know, Brianna Keene over here definitely dislike kids. And I actually am allergic to dogs and cats.
But so he's hyperallergenic.
He's hyperallergenic, my dog is. And so he is a puppy. He's a little bit of a lap dog. You know, he's a Labradoodle poodle mix. He's a miniature. So he is very attached to me.
Adorable.
I spent a lot of time with him. You know, other than that, I do stress a lot about work. I find that when I'm not at work, I spend a lot of time
thinking about work
and thinking about business and making money and things like that. So,
what do you do at work exactly? Like, can you explain to us what your daily routine is?
Definitely. Well, basically, what I do is student loan forgiveness. A lot of people don't really know what that is. Basically, I mean, I'm sure you know, Justin.
Yeah.
Both of us applied for the federal student aid this year.
And I didn't even get any of this year, damn it.
And I didn't get very much either. So I'm wondering about our system. So.
Yeah, better luck next year. I got an email today for FAFSA, so hopefully, you know, I'll fill it out. We'll see
what everybody
happens.
Knows what the FAFSA is, basically.
I hope
in school, if you're listening to this radio show, I'm sure you know what that is, that free application for federal student aid. So basically what we do is, and the harsh reality, Justin, is that a lot of the time people get into school and they pursue a bunch of different careers, and they accrue a lot of debt, and they realize that, you know, a lot of these classes don't really have anything to do with the job that they're getting into. Yes.
I have a friend who actually has, I think, 5 degrees from Pierce.
Oh, my goodness. And he's relatively older. He's still pretty young.
He's 32.
Okay.
And he still goes here, actually. I don't know why. He said he's pursuing his 6th degree in mathematics.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you know that as long as you're still enrolled in school, you can continue to receive that federal aid without having to make any payments. You know, they call that a deferment where the balance doesn't gain any interest, but you're able to take more and more money out. That's where a lot of people make mistakes,
Justin.
He
told me. He's like, I get a loan every year for school. And I was just like thinking about you like, oh, that's not good.
Someone, if I'm in this business in 10 years, I'll be speaking with pretty soon.
Hopefully you're not, though, right?
Hopefully not. I mean, basically, I guess I'll explain what I do and we'll see if that would maybe be. I mean, it's good money if you think about it, but let's kind of discuss, I guess, what I do. Basically, you know, people have these loans. They go and they get them every year. They get out of school. They accrue all types of debt. A lot of the time, we don't realize that when we're signing up for this federal aid, you have to pay about 1% of your total balance back at least each month once you get out of school. So a lot of the times people have, you know, $30,000 in debt, $60,000 in debt. I mean, sometimes you see people with $212,000 in debt and they make $40,000 a year.
What did they go to school for?
I mean, a lot of the time it's something like culinary school or art school.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because people are trying to pursue their dreams. But if you don't, I guess really you can't judge anyone because I'm not going into depth with these people. I don't really know why they dropped out of school or why they're not making their money. But a lot of the time, basically, we want to go ahead and get these people enrolled into programs because what happens is, like I said, you're expected to pay 1% of the balance. If you have a $212,000 loan, you're paying $2,120 each month on a student loan. I mean, if you make a lot of money,
that's all my money right there.
Nobody's going to be able to. Well, exactly. I'm in the same boat. I mean, I'm making about $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's.
And you got
I can't even
payment.
Afford my loan. Yeah, exactly. Car
Gas.
Payment. Everything. You don't even really see anything after. So basically, these people are just completely and totally struggling. They don't ever pay their loans off, and then they end up getting their wages garnished and things like that. You know, these programs, they're mostly called income-driven programs. There's also what's called a public student loan forgiveness program. There's a lot of different things. You know, if you are anyone out there, if you're ever having a hardship, you know, when you have federal loans, you probably do apply for something. These are all through the Department of Education. Basically what I do, you know, my company's called National Student Assist, and we're basically we're a certified student loan assistance firm. We do provide assistance. It's actually a shame if you look into lenders like Navient or FedLoan. They actually have very predatory, you know, practices at their businesses. And a lot of the time what they do is you'll find that they're actually paying their staff to rush these people that have these federal loans that are looking for help and answers off the phone with little to no information so that they can't really get out of their debt. You know, so it's very difficult for people to not only contact their lender and actually figure out exactly what's going on, but to file all the paperwork with the Department of Education to actually get this forgiveness. You know, it can take months, it can take years. A lot of the time there's people that are on disability that get SSI, you know, barely any government money. It's usually less than $1,000 a month. And it ends up either getting garnished or, you know, it's on their credit. They can't take out any loans. They can't get any, you know, more loans. They can't get any help. So what we do is we aid those people. They're basically screwed. If you want to put it plainly, Justin, and I hate to say that to students on the phone because that's a lot of the time what happens is they'll go, okay, well, I don't really know what to do. And I'll tell them, well, unfortunately, you know, going through the lender so long, you really did kind of screw yourself, you know, because they don't really have your best interest. If you really genuinely look into it, Justin, the Department of Education isn't a bank. So they hire a bank to go ahead and make sure that they can get that loan back from you. Mm-hmm. The only thing that the lender gets from that is your interest. So why would they want you to get your loan paid off faster with less interest? And that's the big scary scheme of these student loans. It's not the Department of Education, it's the lenders.
So it's just like a big trap.
It actually is a huge trap. And if you're not really keeping your mind open and listening to as much information as you can and doing as much research as possible, you can get stuck into these terrible cycles, you know, where they completely take advantage of you and end up getting a hold of your finances. You know, if you're someone that works legally, files your taxes, and you don't pay your student loans, mm-hmm. there's a chance that they can garnish up to 25% of your wages each paycheck. And then you're in a what's called a garnishment for a full year. So it's actually, to put it plainly, it's very gnarly. It's very serious.
So how will people that need help, maybe listening to this radio show, that have student loans, get in contact with you or need if they need help, how can they get help?
Well, basically, there's a few options that you have. You know, like I said, you can try to go through your lender. We've been discussing it for about 5 minutes, how it's really not your best
route.
That's
not the, yeah. That's
anybody can do it, but you don't want to. You know, you can go on the Department of Education's website, the FAFSA. They have all types of links mm-hmm. to get these documents. You can print them yourself. You can send them back and forth for a few months. Or you can go ahead and call, you know, a document preparation agency, a certified student loan assistance firm like National Student Assist, who I work for. You know, we actually have a website, so you can go ahead and search that.
Is that a .com?
It's a www.nationalstudentassist.com.
Okay.
So you can always get a free consultation. Basically, what we would do is we would go ahead and get on the phone with you, tell you all your options, because we're an assistance firm. That's really the big thing about it. Mm-hmm. We'll get the paperwork filed for you and we'll make sure it's done. But we're also going to take that time, that 15 to 30 minutes, to just verse you in what's really going on and what your options are, so that you don't necessarily have to feel that you have to go with us, because we're not a predatory assistance firm,
so
if that makes
like
sense.
So you're not pushing it on the people.
We don't have any interest in getting money from you. You know, we have to charge a fee because it's the same way that you would prepare your taxes. It's actually going to be done right. You know, we're going to guarantee that it's done concisely and that you're going to get all the options forgiveness available. Basically, the programs that everyone qualifies for are these income-driven forgiveness programs. Mm-hmm. We can hopefully get you into a reasonable payment each month, and then options for forgiveness at the end of your term.
Something
what happens
you can
is
afford.
Something you can actually afford, and then once the term's done, although you wouldn't possibly be able to pay all of it back, the rest would be forgiven for you. So there's a lot of options. You know, if people are struggling, they can definitely look into it. You know, we do have a hotline number. That one's, you know, 1-800-264-2655. You know, you can always just go through and anyone will help you. My extension's 1007.
I was about to ask you, do you have an extension?
I do. You know, I'm Brianna Keene again. It's 1007. But basically, we'll get you that free consultation. We'll pull up your loans, assess your situation, and guarantee, you know, these are your options. And at least someone will tell it to you plainly, basically.
Yeah.
So it's very much worth
no
that free consultation.
Around the bush.
Exactly. No beating around the bush. No, well, look, you know, you'd have to pay us this, this, and that out of your loans. You know, basically, if you can qualify for it, we'll try to get you into the best programs possible, and even those enrollment fees we'll try to make as affordable as possible for you, because we really do want to offer that assistance.
How was this program started, this student loan forgiveness program?
Well, it's actually very interesting because of, you know, the election that's going on,
right.
The years that we've had, you know, with issues with our presidency. Barack Obama, our current president, is actually the person that we should all be really thanking for these programs, because he's actually the person that pushed for them. You know, they've been updated the last few years, but actually the last 2 years, they've really been worked out so that everybody can get into a program. So they are through the federal government and the Department of Education, but these bills were all passed under the Barack administration. So
what do you think might happen after this future election coming up? Are we still going to have these programs, or should people get into these things now?
Well, a lot of the time I like to just be very blatantly honest. You know, we don't really know what the future holds. I would like to think that another Democrat in the office would realize the importance of the debt that these students are carrying. You know, it causes not only hardship, but, I mean, psychological problems. I can't even tell you the amount of people that I get on the phone with that are like, I can't afford to eat, so what am I supposed to do? So I would hope that with a Democrat in the office, that would be, you know, they would still be set in stone. But again, we don't really know what the future holds. Right now, I think all as Americans, we know that the election's not very promising. So what I would recommend,
well,
at least in the business,
the
is
stuff with Trump that's going on.
Well, you notice I didn't even mention his name, because a lot of us liberals out here
kind of
just try to pretend
it.
there's not really any issue going on, right? Because it is pretty scary.
It is.
It is pretty scary.
With him on the radio talking crazy and just
I can tell you this. If Donald Trump gets elected, you will not be seeing these programs anymore. But I would recommend get into these programs as soon as you can, because if we get you grandfathered in, you definitely are going to get that forgiveness regardless of if they stay around longer or not.
All right. So get in these programs now, because we don't know how much longer they'll be around.
We really don't know. I mean, hopefully they will stay around because they're great programs. You know, they've been working on them for the last few years, but you never know. So if you have an issue and you need help, look into it, you know, as soon as possible. Let's get it figured out.
And what was your phone number again? Hotline number?
My number is actually 1-800-264-2655. It's with National Student Assist. My personal extension, it'll go directly to my desk. My voicemail is 1007. You can always leave me a voicemail, you know, with your name and your number. And we'll go ahead and just get that consultation going for you.
All right, perfect. Now, to hop off the job topic.
Thankfully. On my day off, right?
Yeah. What do you... Well, it's kind of back onto the job topic, but more of your dream job.
Dreams and aspirations.
Yeah, like, what do you want to do?
Careers.
You want to be a journalist, but...
Well, it's interesting because we didn't really get into what my current dream is, I guess. Because we talked a little bit about Pilates and, you know, journalism was something that I was very interested in as a child. But, you know, what my real passion actually is art history.
Right now.
Right now. And I'm actually going to turn my focus in school over to Pilates and kinetics. You know, I'm very interested in fitness and becoming a personal trainer. But in the long run, what my passion is and what I've realized, you know, what makes my heart yearn for more and what I aspire to do more of is work in art history. You know, it's really important. We had art history before we had written language.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of your paintings too, and they're pretty good.
That's true. I actually am an artist. Yeah. So I do paint and draw in my personal time. I don't have too much now. So that's something that definitely causes a lot of stress to me, is not being able to, you know, really work that out through painting and drawing. But, yeah, I'm very interested in art and art history, museums, all of that. But, yeah, art, it's definitely my passion. I'm a little on the fence, though. I know that kinetics is something that I'm passionate about as well, and that I could get into a little bit faster, maybe easier. You know, fitness is something that, as America, we need a lot more of.
Yeah, and they say a lot of artists aren't even really noticed till they're gone, like passed
away.
Well,
I think that's completely and totally true. I find myself, you know, reaching out and looking a lot for current artists, because a lot of the time what we hear is, oh, I love, you know, this great person, but they've definitely been gone for a few hundred years or 20 years, or they died 5 years ago. But there's people every day making live art. You know, there's festivals. There's so much going on. There's one person I think that I can shout out is this guy, Mike Dargis. He actually currently does these oil paintings where he does, I mean, insane portraits. These beautiful, they look like almost photographs.
Where do we check him out? Like, where can we check
out
his
art? I believe you can look him up on Instagram. But I think if you even searched Mike Dargis right now, because his paintings are so colossal, you know, they're life size and they're very close up and they have a lot of emotion and passion in them, I think that you would be able to kind of just be able to search him.
Yeah,
but I'm sure
Google
you can
him.
Find him right on Instagram, see some of that work.
So how long do you expect to be in school?
Well, I think it's a very interesting topic, because when I originally enrolled, I didn't think, you know, more than 4 years. But I see with the student loans, I'm probably going to be back and forth with it. I mean, I'm a realist, you know, and I talk to so many people that I would say remind me of myself. You know, mostly the clients that I help are in their 30s. You know, I get a couple of people that, you know, got it done really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in their late 20s. But majority what I find is that people can want to go to school. They want to learn more. And I think that that's very similar to myself. You know, I want to go ahead and get this kinetics degree. I want to go ahead and, you know, minor in anatomy and become an instructor, but I still want to continue to go to school. So I might say the next 10 or 15 years I could be actively in school. I don't want to say that because I don't want it to be so, but you never know, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's... So your hobbies are Pilates,
hanging
art...
Hanging out with my dog.
Hanging out with your dog.
Yeah.
Would you say school is helping you to become a Pilates instructor, or to maybe even become an artist in the future?
I would say that a lot of my favorite pieces mm-hmm. were actually done in art classes that I took at Moore Park College. So I think that it really did benefit me. I know that they actually do have a lot of options for kinetics. I haven't looked too much into it, but I would say that I don't think I'm wasting my time. I think if there's people that are out there that are lost that want to change their life, community college can definitely be a good start.
Well, it's you don't have any loans, do you?
I actually currently have grants. But I will be receiving loans in the future. I mean, I'm sure most of you know with the federal student aid, those grants don't last forever.
No, it's so 6 years, I think.
It's a few years. Yeah. I think it really depends on your situation because there's really people, you know, for example, that come from a bad financial situation and nobody in their family's ever gone to school, you know, and they're a straight A student and they're a sports star. So there's so many grants and programs that you really can't apply for. Through the federal government, I think it is like something like 6 years. There's a limit that you have of grants.
You can only get the FAFSA for so long.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good thing I didn't get it this year then.
I guess so. I mean, because exactly, you have only a certain amount of money, technically, right? You
can get. I don't want to go get too many loans. I'll be talking to someone like you in the future.
Exactly, and hopefully it is me, right? Because sometimes.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you're in art.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully I'm in art history and I'm working in a museum or I'm doing some live painting at festivals, something that's not sit down. I think that's the big point we didn't go over. I don't want to be sitting at a desk for my whole life. So that's why I'm very interested in the instruction of Pilates because it's guaranteeing I'm going to be exercising every day.
It's active, yeah.
It's active.
Well, do you get a lot of people hanging up on you at work?
Oh, yeah. I think, actually, this is the big problem with the federal student loans. People really don't make an effort to find help. The little effort that they do, they'll go ahead and they'll put their number online. That's how your information gets out there.
Yeah.
And then companies like my company, we have to get information. We need to have volumes to go through so that we can actually find the people to help. Nobody's walking into a place and saying, oh, I have student loan debt. What can I do? You know, so we do have to go out and call and seek people. So I do get a lot of people telling me, oh, well, I'm 64 years old. I've never had a student loan in my life. You know, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to say anything on the air, but I've had colorful people that we call, which if you consider it telemarketing and people that continue to call and bother you every day, it's so frustrating. You know, every person that gets on the phone with me that kind of gets upset, I go, listen, sir, if you want, I will take your number off the list, but if you just continue to scream at me, there's a chance, and this is what happens a lot of the time, we're just going to put you back on the list.
We're just going to keep calling.
Bugging
you.
So, you know, I do my best to try to screen the calls as properly as possible. I guess my advice, if someone's calling you about student loans, tell them exactly the truth. You know, if you call, if someone calls you and goes, oh, you know, do you want to get options for forgiveness? If you don't, just say you don't. If you don't have loans, just say you don't have loans. But yeah, we get a lot of angry people, which is understandable. We try to have compassion and humility because it is frustrating.
Yeah, I bet. I get those calls all the time. People are calling me, asking for my grandpa. I'm like,
you're like,
not
listen.
Even his phone number.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get off the air.
Okay.
I wish you the best of luck with your student loans. I hope you. Oh wait, I want to go over the. How do you get paid?
Okay.
Basically,
I am on what's an hourly salary, but we do get commission. So it actually is a nice job. It's actually a lot of money, but what we do, it's not necessarily sales. I would never characterize it as that because we do help a lot of people, but we are getting paid to dig through that information and find the people that actually need help, and that's where that commission would come from. Yeah.
All right, so I just wanted to get, because you were telling me earlier you make decent money, so I just wanted to go over how you make it, really.
It's decent enough to where you kind of want to stay into it, and then with the student loans, you are helping people, so it makes you want to stay in it.
So you get a little bit of communication because you're on the phone.
Yep.
You get to help people.
You get a little money, so.
And yeah, you get to close, every time you close a deal, you get a commission check?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Nice. So. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. Hopefully you can close as many deals this week as possible.
Help a lot of people, right?
Within the next 2 days, yes. Thanks for coming on my show. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me. I mean, this is really fun.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have you on again sometime. I have to do 8 shows. I might do like 11.
Maybe a separate topic or something.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go into more depth about your art.
Okay.
Have you bring some art
in. Yeah, maybe less student loans.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people needed to know about that, though, for the college radio.
I think you're exactly right, Justin.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you again.
And I'm Justin Harris for KPC Radio, signing off.